Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
They voted once already, but it now appears residents of Revere will go to the polls again to decide whether they favor a casino at the Suffolk Downs racetrack. Revere voters overwhelmingly approved a proposed casino last month, but voters in East Boston rejected it. That casino complex would have straddled track property in both communities. So the state panel in charge of casino gambling, the Gaming Commission, is suggesting another city referendum on the latest Suffolk Downs proposal for a casino in Revere only. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman explains.
The smart money had the Massachusetts Gaming Commission deciding once and for all whether the latest proposal for a casino at Suffolk Downs should go ahead. But that's not what happened. Instead of voting up or down, they voted sideways, changing the question.
All in favor of the motion as stated, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it unanimously.
In a surprise move, commissioners offered casino developer Mohegan Sun more time to submit their final documents. Regulations require that they have their entire application in by December 31st, including a certified letter from election officials that voters approve their plans. By offering Mohegan Sun a waiver of the deadline, Revere would have until mid-February to hold a new election on a new casino plan. This one, only on the Revere side of the racetrack.
That's really at the heart of this.
Commissioner James McHugh came up with the plan.
Do the voters get a chance to say yay or nay to something that may have a profound impact on their community? And I read the statute again with that thought in mind and said that this probably would work.
But the plan to hold another vote in Revere doesn't work for casino opponents in East Boston, who rejected the project in November. Reverend David Searles, pastor of Central Assembly of God in East Boston, calls yesterday's decision by the Gaming Commission outrageous.
What is taking place here is unfair to the voters of East Boston, who have clearly, resoundingly voted against the casino. And it's a complete denial of that vote. It's as if that vote did not exist. It's as if November 5 did not happen.
Officials from Revere and Suffolk Downs are delighted with the commission's surprise decision. And Mohegan Sun has 7 days to request the waiver. If it doesn't ask for it, then it's back to the Gaming Commission to decide if last November's vote is the final word on allowing the proposed casino at Suffolk Downs to go forward or not. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.